I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sometimes when you're in San Francisco, a quarter only buys you 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute.
When you're trying to park your car.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you're in San Francisco and you have four quarters, it only buys you 8 minutes of parking. You can't believe you've cleaned out your whole ashtray. And you only have 23 minutes to get into the store and out before someone has. Now it wasn't just the four quarters. It's $67 to have parked where you did because you just got a ticket.
Yeah.
Because who can get anything done?
$76 now.
Oh, sorry. Whatever.
Right. You have to park like four blocks from where you want to go. Mm-hmm. All the money in your entire car buys you 13 minutes. You've got to run those.
And then use a pay by phone app.
Right.
After that.
Right.
Then you go to San Mateo. It's like a quarter for half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Redwood City.
Santa Cruz, same way.
Yeah.
30 minutes.
Dang.
I'm rich.
I'm just going to park places just as I can. It's like I couldn't run out of quarters. Hey, speaking of parking and what a hassle that can be, tomorrow. Consider getting a ride. First of all, I mean, we have a bar tomorrow, so you're going to want to have a couple drinks. Yep, sure. You could do shots if you really wanted to. If you want to barf on your costume. If you are wearing a costume, you want to be in our costume contest. The judging starts as soon as people enter the event. The doors open at 11. Secret show doesn't start until noon. Like, we're going to serve a little lunch, and you're going to have an opportunity to find a seat and to get a drink, etc. And during that hour, our station judges, the promo department, do not blame us. We are not picking the winner. They're going to be at the front door watching as everyone enters. They'll be scoping out all the costumes. They're going to pass out laminates to the top five finalists. So if you want to be included in the costume contest, make sure that you're there by noon.
Right. Don't be late.
Right.
They'll have picked a winner by noon, and we're going to start the show, and then we'll do the finalists after that. So that is all I have to say about that. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. It's going to be a good time at the Punchline.
We'll be there early, waiting for you.
Yep.
Doing our tradition of standing around with our pants off, right? Great. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I love our traditional pants off, waiting for the show to start.
Pants on the ground.
Boy, I really do drink at these events, huh? I remember it.
Did I say 800-400-3697? Because that's the number to text.
With your pants on the ground.
228. No idea.
228,
huh? Where's that from?
Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
I too, love my iPhone 6 Plus. My original 6 Plus went out, and I was able to purchase a brand new 6S Plus with 128 gigs to replace my old phone. I love it.
Yeah.
Yay, headphone jack.
And plus, you know, it works fine.
It doesn't, though.
It does. Mm-mm. It's fine. It's good enough. It actually keeps me from, you know, being on my phone all day. It's like, oh, this thing's janky. Let me put that down.
Denise.
Mississippi, guys.
Oh, Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. What are you doing?
Denise says, Hooman, stop being a D.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hooman, are you there?
Shut up, friend.
408 says, Sarah, stop apologizing for Hooman's boorish behavior. Stop being an enabler.
Yeah.
Get me.
925 says, my favorite gift card is the European Wax Center. Those Brazilian waxes aren't going to pay for themselves.
Yeah. That's a good gift if you know someone who waxes.
650 says, to get out of going to school, I'd wake up early and start coughing a lot in bed. My mom would come in later and wake me up and say, you've been coughing all morning. Are you not feeling well, honey?
Oh, that's good.
Then I'd shrug my shoulders and she'd say, why don't you stay home today?
Oh, you had a good mom.
God.
That's nice.
I'm 30 and I still don't swear in front of any of my, I still don't swear in front of my mom. Mm. I called my younger sister a bee when we were 11 and 14 and my mom dragged me to the kitchen sink and pumped soap into my mouth.
Oh, God.
Yep.
My grandmother, we never swore in front of my Nana. And she, you know, I think one time I was in my 20s and she used to say all kinds of terrible things to us. But she, so I said the S word or something, you know, just fell out of my mouth by accident. And she goes, "You are so common."
Oh.
Like, what does that mean? Like, I am kind of common. I don't know, Nana. She said mean things.
Sarah, as a gun owner, I know there are good regulations to buy firearms for us law-abiding citizens. As for criminals in the black market, good luck regulating that. Your attitude over the last few days against Republicans is almost like fuel for hatred between Democrats and the Republican parties.
This has nothing to do with Republicans. I actually think that people should be allowed to have a handgun for their home, a hunting rifle. I think automatic weapons should be completely banned. So if you see someone with one, you know they are a criminal. Those are for spraying crowds. Like, nobody needs to have an automatic weapon unless they're in the military. And even then, I mean, can't we make drones do our fighting? Like, it's just, it's gotten completely out of control that some dude can go get his hands on a huge magazine, like, have 100 shots in a gun and go into a school. I'm sorry. That's what we should be upset about. I don't understand how, I mean, don't we want, oh, whatever. I just have to.
I love 97.3, but it's becoming more difficult to listen with a negative attitude. I hope this message doesn't seem too forward or threatening. That's not my intent. I just feel sad for what is happening
in the
world.
Oh, is this still the guy with the gun?
Yeah, in the world these days, and wish peace among all of us.
Yeah, well, enforce that with your gun, sir.
650 says, I like the idea of letting the kids choose to continue school. That's not failing the children. That's giving them a choice to show them they won't be terrorized.
Okay, whatever.
Here's another one.
It's just that we're just so over it now. Like, oh, you can stay at school if you want to. That's horrifying to me. Go ahead.
Guys, come on. Every time Scott is on, I have to change the channel. All he talks about is being naked and sex. I can't let my 7 and 9-year-old walk into school having that be the last thing they hear. And Vinny, stop encouraging him. If I could. Things got very negative. I tried to keep him in a happy place. Naked men's and winking. I was winking at him as much as I could.
He loves that.
He does like it, but it wasn't enough to bring him back.
Got a little fight with Hooman. That was
it got ugly. I'm sorry. I thought nudity. He'll get him back on track.
That was a good try, Vin. The old college try.
Now, we aren't religious and prudes, but it makes me sad to have to change the channel because the convo isn't PG enough.
Mm. Well, it's not always going to be PG. This is really a show for people commuting to work and grown-ups. And
it's gotten a lot more PG, though, over the years.
Sure
hasn't it?
Yep, sure has.
They've whittled us down to... Don't say that. Don't say that.
Topic choices.
I'm sure those kids wanted to be with each other and support each other in a time of trauma, says 650. And the very next one is, that is disgusting! They resumed class? What the actual bleep?
Yeah. It's just that when all you hear about are things like that, you just feel like... It's like, you know, the kids with head lice. Like, the first time you find head lice in the school, the whole school shuts down and everyone's freaking out. They clean the carpets and the... And by the 15th time, by the 20th time, you're like, just get back to class, everyone. So what? So what? It's just another outbreak of head lice. I feel like it's the same. We're just like... What, are we going to stop classes every time someone gets shot? Yes, we are going to.
408 says,
ridiculous.
If you say dinner is at 5, I'm showing up at 5. You need to be clear when you want me there. That's from 408.
Yeah, okay. Well, I did say dinner was at 5, and if you'd been there at 5, then we all would have been sitting down at 5.
510 says, Hooman being mad at Scott because accommodations weren't made for him. Pot, kettle, black? I don't know.
Yeah. Let's not talk about the big fight anymore.
There's too many pages of it. What do you want from me? Dinner at 5. I would think we are eating at 5, and I'm an early person. Eating at 5 would be better. Eating at 5 would be better.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't get here at 5. We're eating at 5:30, it was dinner is at 5. That was what the message said. I just feel like that means we're sitting down to dinner at 5. So, but, you know, my mom, was always a person who said, they tell you what time dinner is, you get there a half hour before so you can socialize and have a drink. Like, it was like an affront to her if you weren't there early. Like, me and John and I, sorry, showed up. Sorry, Mom. Showed up at the appointed dinner hour at my mom's house. And I remember her being upset that we hadn't been there first to socialize. She's like, oh, we're just all going to sit down and eat?
Like, you just came for the food?
Yeah. You said this is... You got there a half hour early. All right.
Yeah. Well, you learned, didn't you?
I did. And now I expect other people to know that, but apparently they didn't have my mom.
Meet our cat, Vinny. Yes, he was named after our very own Vinny from S&V.
Oh, let's see. Oh, that's a cute cat. I can see his butt. Cat butt.
All right, I'll try to skip some of these. Boy, these boys really fired up the controversy.
They sure did. Everyone was mad at them for being mad at each other.
Jesus, look at this one.
What?
Wait, let me see where it starts. Lord, Hooman is always so bitter, so childish, loves to throw in jabs, and so constantly angry about relationships, marriage, and women that I often turn the station. He sounds so misogynistic and tone deaf for a time like this. And the hashtag Me Too movement. Ugh.
Oh.
Listener, since you started.
Hashtag Me Too, Hooman.
This is the best 8 a.m. break ever.
Oh, great. Someone liked it. Like, all right, everyone's fighting. My kind of show.
People loved our conversation about dogs, just to clarify. Oh, there's so many pictures of dogs.
Oh, did a lot of people send them? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so dogs is a... It's a 6-part documentary series on Netflix, and it starts on November 16th. 6 different stories. And they actually were saying in the thing I was reading on it this morning that you will bawl your eyes out.
I don't know if I can take that then.
I know.
Too many people wrote in about putting their... cats and dogs down. That's just the most awful feeling in the world.
I mean, don't read them.
Oh, no.
Sometimes you do have to do that.
Well, I mean, I have, man, if I had to do it over, I wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yep.
You can't watch your animals suffer, Vin.
I can, though.
Mm-mm. Well, you shouldn't. It's kinder to be humane.
I can, though. It's too hard on my heart. I feel terrible for having done it. I wish...
No, it's harder to watch an animal suffer.
Oh, I know. I was doing well with it, but now I'm like, oh, if I could do it again, I'd just wait. I'd just wait that out.
Uh-uh. Wait it out till what? Till she died on her own pain?
No. We're all...
It's the quality of life for the dog that matters.
You hold the dog, you love the dog, you kiss the dog, and you say goodbye to the dog. It's terrible.
There was nothing worse, though.
To hold a beloved pet as it
goes. I was on the ground holding her because she was... That's the thing. They're saying the mobile vet, at least you can do it at home.
Yeah.
Willa was so agitated because she was in the vet and knows that that's trouble too.
Right.
Ugh. Anyway, this adult toy, switching gears entirely. The adult toys are Bluetooth enabled and you hook them up to an app on your phone or computer. Mm. When donating, this is the camera ladies.
Right.
When donating, people can choose what kind of vibe to send depending on what they want to pay. 831 says that's how Cardi B became well known, because of her rants on Instagram. This isn't new.
No, this is what she does. I just thought it was really funny, the whole her and Nicki Minaj and, the knot on her head and the...
Good morning, Alice family. I listen to you every day from the moment my alarm goes off until you're off the air, and all podcasts.
Oh.
My daughter, Melissa, loves you as much as my husband and myself. Would you please wish her a very happy 8th birthday today?
Oh, Melissa. Sweet Melissa.
Thank you for brightening our weekdays. We love you guys.
Well, thank you for listening. You brighten our days.
Did you just... What did you just do? The Allman Brothers Band?
Yeah. Sweet Melissa. Mm-hmm. Is there another Melissa song I can
sing? No, there probably is, but that's the one I know.
No, that's the one.
I want to say you sang that just the other day.
I did.
Somebody yesterday.
Else named Melissa.
Oh, was it yesterday?
It was.
Where was I when you performed Sweet Melissa?
She just sang it I think during the text thing, we wished someone a happy birthday.
Yeah, someone else's name was Melissa.
Let me hear that.
That's it. I love the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, me too.
I can't hear you.
That's it.
Oh, he was such
when
a
you
good
learn how to play
player.
The guitar, then maybe we could sing this together, Vin.
Oh, you mean
like they're the tied to the whipping post guys.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. They are learn the whipping that one. Post Let's do that guys.
One. Any, I love them all. Do that one next, huh?
Sometimes I feel.
Oh, this is a question. I'm so glad I got to this. Who, man?
Who, man?
You'd vote for Gavin now after sleeping with his best friend's wife, but if he made a porn flick, you wouldn't. I don't get it.
I think it's a huge difference, and he repented, and second chances, and I honestly don't like that other guy at all. Not one thing about him do I like.
Cox?
Cox. I don't like Cox.
I like Cox. I think you like Cox.
707 says, everybody makes private amateur porn. Look at all those hacked celebrity iPhone videos. Yeah, it's fun. There's no question. That is fun stuff. It's
right.
Just...
I think we were talking specifically about getting paid to make a porno.
Right. No, I meant...
with a porn star.
If a person in your life were to say, I'm going to go do a porn,
yeah,
how does that affect your opinion of them?
Right.
If I did it, if a governor did it, I don't know. Anyone does that, you'd be like...
Yeah. If it's a case-by-case basis. I just need to. I need to know who I'm dealing with and... what my feelings about them are expected to be, how they might change.
Oh, 925 says, please let it be gay porn. That's Frank. They want that for him.
Right. What's his name? Scarlito or something?
Frank.
Sando.
Sarah.
Santaragi.
No, Sarah.
Sando.
Santalogio.
Saporetto.
Saporetto.
Absolutely sad.
Hey, what? So what? It's with dudes. What about it? Bada boom. Bada boom. Don't laugh at that.
Vinny, you're out of your mind. We have a good team. We're the worst in the league. We are not the worst in the league. The Niners have been in most of the games they've played this year.
Well, they've been in them. That's for sure. They were there.
Stop it, Sarah.
I'm kidding. They're great. They keep... almost winning.
707 says, Vinny, the way you're saying the Republican is like you're dragging the political party through the dirt. I'm neither Republican or Democrat, but the way you're repeating Republican is like you dislike them very much. I don't dislike them. I found that story, though, about Frank...
Saporetto.
I found that story very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
That he made a porn. And...
I actually didn't know he was a Republican or a Democrat. I just knew he was from the... State House of Representatives. I thought it was really funny because he made a deal with a guy to come make a porn.
Yeah.
And he didn't like the way he looked in it. And he went and punched the guy in the face.
808
says, I'm going to punch you right in the front. Put your lights out.
Please call it porn. Porno makes it sound cheap and sleazy.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Get right on it.
Ay, ay, ay. The perfect cinnamon roll has chocolate or maple on top. Yummy.
No.
Oh, I talked to my cousins. And? I have one little cousin in the hospital right now she's having a baby.
Oh, goodness.
But my other cousin that is coming to town, she says, is it okay if we still come? I go, yep, but you got to bring cinnamon rolls. She said, already on it.
All right.
Tell her to bring extra.
I'm just going to eat two of them. I'm not going to eat from now until then, and then I can have two of them.
Yeah. That's nice.
49ers versus the Raiders on Thursday will be the last battle of the Bay since the Raiders are moving.
Oh, right.
That's a big one.
Did Michael Franti hear about the concert and say, hey, what the heck? I want to be part of that.
Yes.
Probably.
Hey, you guys, why didn't you invite me?
Well, and he's home, so he's probably like, yeah, I'd love to come to that party. I'm right down the street.
I know, hometown crowd.
Yeah, I think Jane found out he was available and hopped right on it.
That's a way to do it, Janie.
Jane.
Way to go, Jane! What's wrong with you? When don't you...
I thought we were going to break
soon. You have one job.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
feel like I have many jobs.
Book my Goldfrati for Winterland.
Kidding.
When he's home, he just wants to come and play. Oh, Michael Fronte.
All right, let's take a break.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening to us on this fine Tuesday. Tomorrow is Halloween.
It is.
Very exciting day. We're going to go.
Everybody's got their costume stuff, right?
Yeah, I've got mine. Mm-hmm. You and did you rent yours and everything?
Did
you say you rented it?
No,
or
I bought it. I would never rent a costume. Mm.
That's true. Other people have worn it. Mm. Hooman doesn't care, though.
No.
He adds his funk to that.
Yeah.
It's probably the same one from last year.
Yeah, it's got to be the same one, right? Yeah. I wonder if we could get someone to compare photos from past years.
Oh, that's
funny. I bet it's the same one.
Oh, we could probably just go to our website and get that. Yeah. Interns?
Yeah. Hey, and Vinny, you're doing us some kind of surprise costume.
I'm doing something for you specifically.
Oh, is that so? Oh, how exciting. And are you going to wear it first thing in the morning? We're all going
to
dress
on
the show?
I don't want to because, you know, problems and things arise, and I don't want to find myself having ruined it before. Like, that's the
like
one
if you
thing
spill
about
your coffee.
This job.
Oh, is it made of pie?
What?
Is it made of food?
What?
And you're afraid I'll eat it all?
No. I mean, I just don't want to get it messy, and sure. Then, you know, then right. We've got still got a whole day ahead of us and a podcast.
Well, Hooman wants to do a photo, so maybe we should just all bring our costumes in, put them on at like 8 o'clock
sure.
For the picture. Then we could take them off and then wear, you know, walk over to the venue.
Mine is surprisingly simple, and yet I think I'm going to nail it.
Oh, really? Oh. Something for me, huh?
Like, right. Nail it.
Something to like make fun of me or something that I'll enjoy?
Why do you think I would make fun of you?
I know you. Involving crafts, arts and crafts.
Oh, did you crochet yourself a whole outfit?
Oh yeah, because I can do that.
Did you have your mother crochet?
I'll tell you what though, Sandy can crochet.
Well, you should have had her make you a whole like an Afghan outfit.
I'll have her start on that this year, and we'll be ready for next.
All right, perfect. Well, have a great day, you guys. We're super excited. We'll see you tomorrow for Halloween for the morning show, and then if you're one of the lucky people who has the secret show passes, we'll see you there too. Have a great day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.